Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the Waiver Wire Boys. Your one-stop shop for fantasy football. Here are your hosts, Lucas Alexander and Tommy Call.
Let's go!
Rock on, brother.
Week 6 of the NFL season is underway. Two games, one already complete. One going on across the pond, yeah. Got some footy across the pond. And Tommy, this one means a lot to you. Your Dolphins are playing right now, and it looks like they're driving. Are we in the fourth quarter, right?
I think we're in the fourth
quarter. We're in the fourth quarter. For those just listening, driving around, the Jacksonville Jaguars are looking for their first win of the season. They are leading my good buddy and my co-host, Tommy Call. His Dolphins are trailing by 4 in the fourth quarter. Tommy, before we get into all the... And by the way, this is the Waiver Wire Boys. I'm Lucas Alexander. My co-host, Ryan Shotgun, with me, Tommy Call. We are your fantasy football show for the morning. We are 95.7 The Game's fantasy football show. If you have questions, start, sit, stuff, hit us up, call us, text us, 888-957-9570. Tommy, how you feeling with your Dolphins? We just ran
the Tua interception play. So usually that sets us up for good things. That's the number one play we work on, the Tua interception.
Yep.
And we just got that out of the way, so that usually gets us started.
That's good. I mean, you got to get the offense going somehow, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. So we will keep you posted on that game. Otherwise, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, it's the first week with byes.
This is
kind of the where you find out if you have that championship roster, because you're going to start to need to count on guys off the bench, right? You're going to need to be active on the waiver wire. So it's an exciting one. This is where you really find out what your team has, because those guys you drafted in the late rounds, they got to play now.
Not only are the byes here, Tommy, so are the injuries.
Yikes.
Because the questionable tags were at an all-time high coming into this weekend. And, we're now less than an hour before the first games tip off on Sunday, so we kind of have a little bit of a clearer picture, and usually that's how we start this.
Run it down, baby.
Waiver Wire Boys off is with an injury report, so let's start right there. Who is playing? We will go quickly. Joe Mixon, going to play against Detroit. He's dealing with an ankle. He has the last couple weeks. Zach Taylor's head coach said he'll see a full workload for whatever that means. His backup.
It's encouraging.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely encouraging. Samaje Perine is on the COVID list. It's he and Chris Evans are your backfield in Cincinnati. All the Lions that we're, you know, waiting on are all expected to play. Jamal Williams, DeAndre Swift, and TJ Hawkinson all expected to play in that same game against Cincinnati. Allen Robinson going to play against Green Bay. Terry McLaurin and Antonio Gibson both were banged up this week. They will play against Kansas City. On the other side, Tyreek Hill playing against the Washington football team. Mike Williams didn't practice at all this week. I guess he's good enough to go. He had some swelling in his injured knee. Should be fine. He's amazing. So
amazing.
He plays, you play him. I think that's how that one works. Kadarius Toney, maybe the breakout player of last week. He looked unbelievable.
Last couple weeks,
breakout until he tried to break someone's face and just punching someone with a helmet on.
Yeah. That's right.
It's undefeated. Helmet's undefeated against human hands. Never works out well for the hands. But Kadarius Toney will play against the Rams today. We're going to get into him. We're going to get into the rest of that Giants team because they are super banged up. And T.Y. Hilton, an interesting one.
An interesting one.
A friend to many a fantasy player around is back. And it's just in time to face his arch nemesis, the Houston Texans, who he absolutely owns, by the way. T.Y. Houston is a real nickname that is going around the
Indy clubhouse.
I'm all
for it. I love that nickname.
You're good with that?
The thing, though, I got to ask Luke, though, if we're going to start with a specific guy, T.Y. Hilton is a little scary on this list of all these guys. Those are guys you start no matter what. T.Y. Okay. Hilton, maybe you're not starting him. You got to see. But Michael Pittman's almost earned a start every week. So consistent this year, week in, week out. If you took him in the later rounds, you're so happy. He's at least a flex guy. Does the T.Y. Hilton being back, does that scare you off him at all?
It definitely is something to watch. I don't think it pulls him out of my lineup, but you're right. He's like right in the flex area. If you have other options, it would maybe push him down in how I feel about Pittman. But it's T.Y.'s first game back. He was dealing with a neck injury, and I think they were being super cautious with him. Obviously, a neck is super scary, but if you were planning on starting Michael Pittman, I think you're starting him anyways. He's playing Houston.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't get much better than that. Also, a guy who gets to make his season debut, Rashad Bateman, the rookie receiver for Baltimore. I'm really excited.
Really excited about him, too.
I'm excited to see what he has to offer. Mm. You told me in the car ride coming in here, you think he could overtake Hollywood as the number one?
I just think he's so complete, and I think Hollywood will play better off having a guy like that. That your standard, quote-unquote, possession wide receivers. I don't think we talk about guys like that anymore because they're so versatile. But Rashad Bateman, what he did at the University of Minnesota was just – he was unreal, and he just looked so complete and so big. And a guy that Lamar's not really had in his career, and you look at that the wide receiver core that Baltimore has and how – productive they've all been, even like Sammy Watkins, got just a lot of speedsters. So a guy that could roam around underneath, free up maybe Mark Andrews, I think it just really kind of completes that offense. We know they have the running back issues. Let's say the passing offense of that Baltimore, I think Bateman could be the guy that just ties everything together.
I hope so. The thing I'm worried about for all those guys, and again, this is one of the best games on the slate. We're going to get into that, the Baltimore and Chargers game. That we know that they don't want to pass the ball that much. And so with so few targets going around, I'm worried if I have Hollywood or Andrews, I'm worried that Bateman takes some targets that it doesn't make those guys viable.
I think so. And I think, too, when you draft a guy as high as they did and how cautious they've been with him, because we saw a lot of reports last week, he could potentially play. They're going to be cautious with him. That screams to me they have some plays for this guy. They're waiting for him to get in the lineup. They're going to force the ball to him. They're going to see who they have in Rashad Bateman. And this week against the Chargers, that's a game that they're going to need him. They're going to need to throw. They're not going to be able – we're going to need to see Lamar from last week, 400-yard Lamar, TM. We're going to need to see that. So I think it starts with Bateman. It's going to be an exciting one.
Is that a nickname?
I don't know. I'm going with it.
That's a touchdown, Tommy. And that is that was a Dolphin, and that is a touchdown across the pond. Your Dolphins are leading 20-17. Jalen Waddle, second touchdown of the day.
Wow, number two.
Number two for Jalen Waddle. Okay, and we will.
Are you serious?
Another guy you're probably. That was a guy this week you maybe teetered back and forth on. Do you start him? Do you not? With the bye weeks and everything, and especially with the favorable matchup against Jacksonville and no other wide receivers in Miami. If you started Jalen Waddle right now, you're definitely feeling good about yourself. Woke up happy.
I saw the 7 on the back of the jersey. Thought it might have been Miles Sanders. Miles Gaskin. Yeah. It was not. It was not Miles Gaskin. For those of us with Miles Gaskin on their team and in their starting lineups, it has not been a good morning.
Not
but
pretty.
We're going to move on. Again, 2017 across the pond, Dolphins leading the Jaguars. We talked about who is in, who is playing. Let's talk about who is out, and this is going to carry us into some options that you might have to rely on for these guys who are not playing on your fantasy team this morning. Christian McCaffrey was added to IR yesterday, in case you missed this, and this will be his third straight game out with a hamstring. Mm. He's going to miss at least 3 more.
Yikes.
Including today. Not great. Not great for Christian McCaffrey. This was my first season I've ever had Christian McCaffrey. I was super excited about it. Had the number 1 overall pick in my fantasy draft. Pretty much anybody. I would say McCaffrey was probably 90% the number 1 overall pick, right?
Not more than that.
I hadn't had him before. It looked like such a great time just to have Christian McCaffrey on your team. I was the number 1 supporter for him coming into the season. A lot of people were worried, saying, hey, this guy can't stay healthy. And last season, facts are facts, was the first time he missed time in his entire football playing life. High school, college, he didn't miss time at all. Last season, we know he had the problems. This year, it's coming back right again. Turns out, having Christian McCaffrey on your team, not as fun as it looked.
Not good. And then also, too, for all the guys that took Christian McCaffrey so early, your next running back option is pretty dim. The guy you got in the second round on that 24 slot in the draft. So you're needing some of these guys on the waiver wire. With a guy like Christian McCaffrey going down and a lot of guys, there was a really lot of fun options on the waiver wire this week that I think you could plug and play, and I know we're going to talk about it in a second.
Let's round out who else is missing. David Montgomery going IR, we knew that. The Giants are going to be without Saquon, Kenny Galladay, Darius Slayton against the Rams today. Sterling Shepard is back, though. Mm-hmm. Chris Carson, another running back who is out, he goes on IR. His is a little scary. He's dealing with a congenital neck issue that Pete Carroll said, he had been dealing with it for a while now. He was just going to try and play through it. He missed last week. Now he goes on IR, has to miss another three. Mm. Alex Collins is the guy there. We will get to him in a second. Also, his backfield mate, Russell Wilson, after getting a limited practice on Thursday, I guess limited meaning you can do everything but throw the football with your right hand. Russ had, it was a tendon misattached from his bone or muscle.
Gnarly. Yeah.
Yeah, not great. So he's expected, I think his original diagnosis was he's going to miss 5 to 8 weeks. He has to miss at least three now that he's on IR. It's the Geno Smith show for Seattle.
And just that Seattle offense, a team that had so much potential that going into the year, you probably wanted a piece of even Tyler Lockett, DK, whoever you could get, Chris Carson, people were high on. Now I'm staying away. DFS, don't even want to sniff that offense.
I think DK is going to be okay. I'm definitely worried about Tyler Lockett. I mean, the connection that he and Russ have on those deep balls. Tyler Lockett relies over 50% on that 50-yard touchdown to make up for what he does for fantasy output.
Yeah, just a little start. Say, who, Tyler Lockett or Michael Pittman? Two guys we talked about.
It's a great one, and I think I'd go Pittman.
Really? I'm sticking with Lockett. I got to see it.
Two other names who are out. Juju is done for the year, unfortunately, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire on IR. Another running back. Mm. Leading the door open to a bunch of backups. And it looks like, I mean, there are just a bunch of backup running backs who are in play this week.
Yeah.
We'll go through them here. And whether you got them off waivers in the last couple weeks or if you're looking for a bargain play in DFS.
This had to be the most active week on waiver wire. There was five guys that you probably put a claim in on, especially if you're at the top. And you could have chose from really any of them. And you're probably starting them with bye weeks and the injuries that you have if you're picking these guys up. So all these guys are going to play really important roles this week. And I don't know, Luke, there's five guys maybe that we could go off of here.
Probably more. And what you said was there were, you know, five pickups from running backs on the waivers. That's not even mentioning all the other positions. Mm. Guys like Darren Arnold, who's playing in this game, and the tight ends, Ricky
Kadarius
Seals, Jones.
Tony was available.
And Kadarius Tony, maybe your number one overall waiver wire pickup. He's going to be a really fun watch, and we'll get to his situation in a second. But you talked about the running backs. Now, here are just some of the backup running backs. I think these are most of the backup running backs who are going to play a big role today. Khalil Herbert is going to be the guy for the Bears against Green Bay. Devontae Booker for the Giants against the Rams. Darrell Williams against the Washington football team. Alex Collins for Seattle against Pittsburgh. And then, of course, Chuba Hubbard filling in for C-Mac against Minnesota. Tommy, when you look at these five names, is there one that you think is a way better option than any of the others?
On first glance, not really. I think they all kind of mash up. If you were ranking running backs, they'd probably all be in a similar category. But to me personally, I'm probably rolling the dice with Khalil Herbert because against the Raiders last week, it was the Raiders in a weird week. He looked good. He looked like a legit NFL player. College, Luke?
Who?
VT.
Oh, Khalil Herbert.
Yeah.
So I was reading a text. I was getting us ready.
But Khalil Herbert, 18 rushes last week, even with Damian Williams. Yeah. He was involved. And now he's really all they got. And it showed last week that offense trusts him enough to just use him in all different types of ways because he was coming out of the backfield as a receiver. To me, it's against Green Bay. That's the thing that scares me because that script could get ugly quick. Green Bay could put it on Chicago, a division rivalry matchup, Justin Fields' first matchup against Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be something to watch. But if that game gets out of hand, is Khalil Herbert wash himself from that game? Is he really involved that much? But that's this case for a lot of these guys because Darrell Williams against Washington football, that run D is pretty good. Devontae Booker against the Rams. I don't know. None of those options scream to me. Khalil Herbert at least looks like the guy to me that is a true NFL player. That's not just a backup, or he could maybe do some things that makes Chicago scratch their head a little bit when David Montgomery comes back.
similar to Khalil Herbert, and by the way, I would like to apologize to you because I hate that I couldn't get you your college back right
there.
I
know. That was a rough start. We're going to forget that one. Hey, cut that out. This is a podcast, right? Cut that out?
Yeah, yeah. We're good. Reset. What's your favorite running back? Okay. I like Khalil Herbert simply, and it's a similar situation for a lot of these guys. There are no other guys that are going to take playing time from him. Ryan Nall is the backup. Oh, you like Ryan Nall?
No, I have a question. Daryl Williams.
Yeah.
Jerick
McKinnon.
Jerick McKinnon, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of Tevin Coleman. Friend of the Bay Area, yikes. Jerick McKinnon. Is he a guy that's going to take at least the passing downs? Is Andy Reid going to try to get him involved? They signed him.
Yeah.
They brought him in. He hasn't been used much at all.
I think he stinks.
Thanks, Steiny. So,
Is that a guy that's worthy of a waiver claim, though?
Jerick?
Yeah.
It's a wait and see for me.
Really?
Daryl Williams was the third down guy. I mean, so when I look at these names, and honestly, I think all of them are playable, every single one. Daryl Williams is a guy, to me, I would prefer over the rest of them, strictly because I know that their offense trusts them. And it's one of the best, if not the best, offenses in football. Daryl Williams was already getting the goal line work. He was already getting the third down work with Clyde Edwards-Helaire as the lead guy. He was already playing over 30% of the snaps, getting 30% of the touches. Yeah, Jerick is there, and he might get some of the third down work, some of the passing down stuff, but I know that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes trust Daryl Williams. He's going to get the goal line work, which is the Washington football team defense, their run defense might be okay. Their defense as a whole is awful.
True.
Like, really, really bad. It's crazy how much of a step backwards they have taken.
Daryl Williams could be the garbage time back this week, though.
Yeah.
That game gets out of hand a little bit early, and he sees 20 carries just because they're only running the football.
You mentioned game script, and yeah, the Bears will probably fall behind the Packers. The Giants will probably fall behind the Rams. The Seahawks will probably fall behind the Steelers, although who knows what's going to happen in that game.
Talk about weird games.
Carolina and Minnesota, you don't know. That's probably going to be close to the end. So that game script doesn't really matter for Chuba. But I would expect the Chiefs to lay a smackdown on the Washington football team, especially after what they just did last week.
Mm.
They're 3-2. They have to win these games. They have to win their division, to get right back at the top of the AFC. They have to start dominating and winning these games. So I like Daryl Williams. I think he's in a really nice spot, and I know that they trust him. By the way, this is the Waiver Wire Boys. I've been told to reset a little more, Tommy. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is the Waiver Wire Boys. I'm Lucas Alexander. That's Tommy Call.
Mm.
We are 95.7 The Game's fantasy show. Hit us with some text, start sit questions. Call us if you want, 888-957-9570.
And to add to that desperation, the Chiefs are 2-3, sir. Sitting in the cellar.
Yeah, that's worse. That's worse than 3-2.
It is. Not a big math guy, but to me, that's bad.
That's bad. We have our first text of the day. Hold on.
Oh, I got a text!
I have.
From the 925, Emmanuel Sanders, he needs fantasy advice. Emmanuel Sanders, Robert Woods, Dalton Schultz have to sit one. So you got to choose two of these three. Sanders, Woods, Dalton Schultz. Tommy, what do you say?
Yikes. I'm probably sitting Sanders despite him having a good week last week. I just think Robert Woods is a guy we're going to talk about in a second. We have him on the list here. Can he repeat what he's got going? I'm not really going to sit him because of that. And I'm a big believer that Stephon Diggs has his bounce back week. And until Dalton Schultz does something bad, you pretty much have to roll with him.
We will get to a couple of these names. So I'm going to wait and give my answer. I'm not going to wait. I'm starting Emmanuel Sanders and Robert Woods over Dalton Schultz.
Okay, well, I guess what you're ruling Dalton Schultz is like a second flex option.
He's a tight end.
Yeah,
if I can,
true.
If true. I can
That's a good
not
point.
Start
That's a good point. I was thinking
end.
Of tight end and a flex.
I
agree with you. I think both options are good. I just want I put Robert Woods at the top of that of those three.
Agreed. So we're going to do a little Is It Real as we get closer through this show to talk about, and they just kind of, dang it, 925, you really ruined the segment. Emmanuel Sanders and Robert Woods. We're going to ask, Tommy, I'm going to ask you, is what they're doing real? So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But first, let's go through a couple of the games from today. The last couple weeks, we've been doing every single game, and you know what? It's just too much. We got to stretch out, talk.
We want the meat and potatoes. We don't want the appetizers. We don't want the apps and desserts.
So no more every game. If you got questions to ask, again, 888-957-9570. Hit us up on the text, and you can have a fun drop from Love Island, like one of these.
Hey, boys, I've got a text.
It's perfect. But the way that we're going to do this today, Tommy, is we have come up with, each of us have our favorite game for fantasy output this week, and then also we each have a game with the most fantasy question marks, and there are a lot of them. We just ran through the injuries. We got through a couple guys coming back. The impact, we will go through it.
We're probably going to talk about some of these guys, too, that kind of define this week. These injuries play such a big impact that those are the guys that are going to give you the most, the biggest heebie-jeebies going into the game, right? The biggest, that's going to make your screen crawl a little bit if you're going to start them or not. And so we're going to talk about those guys.
Oh, here we go. I've got a text.
From the 925, Robert Woods or Cortland Sutton, Tommy, you got to choose one. Robert Woods or Cortland Sutton? Cortland Sutton against the Raiders. Robert Woods against
another
the Giants.
Good question. I'm actually going to go with Cortland Sutton on this one just because that's a little oddball call there because I think it just could be a Broncos beatdown.
Could be.
That the Raiders, everything, we know what they went through this week. We're not talking about that. That game just could get ugly, in my opinion.
Well, let's do it. Actually, let's talk about the Raiders for one quick second before we get into these games, because that's maybe the biggest storyline in the NFL over the last week. We know it's been a tumultuous week for the Raiders. John Gruden is out. Rich Bisaccia, the special teams coordinator, is the interim head coach. I heard Ian Rappaport talking this morning about how they want to have maybe a, quote, more modern offense under Bisaccia, just doing different things than what John Gruden was doing. What does that mean? Like, I guess he said that they're going to try and move Derek Carr a little more, move the pocket. What are you even expecting from a Raiders offense?
When the Raiders were doing what they did at the start of the season, they were kind of forced into situations where they were down in games and they had to throw the ball. And when they were pushing the ball down the field, like against the Ravens, against the Dolphins, and they won those games, they looked good. When they were shoving the ball to Henry Ruggs III down the field, and they were getting guys going, like even Zay Jones, right? Hunter Renfrow, they have a lot of options. We know about Darren Waller. Those guys, when they're getting that whole team involved, when they don't get one, you know, stuck on a certain player like they can with Waller at times, just pushing the ball at him, I think getting everybody involved is kind of what they're talking about.
Okay.
And stretching the field a little bit. When you think modern, you think Kansas City Chiefs, you think the Rams, you think the San Francisco 49ers in terms of the run game, but you think of pushing the ball down the field, and let's see if the Raiders can do it.
That's how they've used Hank Ruggs in the past. I get the ball in the dude's hands. Like, we've seen all these other rookie and second-year receivers come in and have breakouts. Like, around the league, there are young receivers doing awesome, awesome things. Hank Ruggs is just as talented, if not more talented, than the rest of them. Hopefully, a more modern offense simply means get the ball in your playmaker's hands more often. Tommy, we have a couple texts, but I want to hold off.
Okay. Give me your game of the week.
My game of the week is the Chargers and the Ravens. Thank you for asking. This isn't the same Ravens defense that we've had over the last, really, decade or two. They've given up massive games in the passing game to Derek Carr and Carson Wentz, not to mention what they gave up to Patrick Mahomes a couple weeks ago. The Ravens have allowed the fourth most pass yards per game in the NFL. And, yeah, they saw Patrick Mahomes, but, like, to let Carson Wentz and Derek Carr do that to you, that there are real problems there with this defense.
Now you're seeing Justin Herbert. MVP buzz is already circulating.
It's a classic play everybody game. The Chargers, Mike Williams is playing. I think we mentioned that. Didn't practice all week. Should be good to go. He plays. You play him. It's that simple. He had 16 targets last week, by the way.
16.
Woo. Talent's always been there for this kid. Fourth overall pick, right?
Yeah.
Out of?
Clemson.
Out of kid. Yeah, the talent's there. It's just, could he stay healthy? He's been healthy all season. That's made him the second best wide receiver in fantasy all season. Well, and this is the first we've really seen of a health worry for him in a while. So hopefully this isn't the start of other things to come. Justin Herbert, you're playing him. Keenan Allen, you're playing him. Austin Eckler has been amazing. I think you can even stream Jared Cook this week. By the way,
I'm playing Jared Cook in a 12-man league.
Yeah. The Ravens are 30th against fantasy tight ends. So this is a great matchup for the Chargers.
Bolt up, baby.
Chargers, yeah, bolt it. And on the other side, the Ravens, I mean, Lamar's been awesome. What'd you call him? 400-yard Lamar?
Yeah, 400-yard Lamar.
Yeah, that works.
I can barely say it, but it's a nickname.
Marquise Hollywood Brown has been wide receiver 6 on the season. Just an amazing season for him. Mark Andrews, after one amazing game, he's the tight end 2 on the season. You're playing all those guys. And I think you can play Latavius in
really?
This game.
I'm sticking away from him if I can. Unless I'm Khalil Herbert or Latavius Murray.
Khalil Herbert.
Okay.
I trust the workload. And Latavius, I mean, it's a high-scoring game against a really bad rush defense. Chargers have given up more rush yards than anybody in football. It's 158 yards a game. Latavius is probably going to get over 50% of those yards. So if you're I really think you're looking at 60 yards and a touchdown from Latavius. Maybe he catches a ball that's 12
Yeah, that's
13
good. That's
PPR
a good day.
Points.
That's solid day. You
and
win
with
that.
All these other running back injuries, I think you can actually play him. He may be splitting time, but I just think he gets the most valuable running back touches. So
okay.
This is, as I said, it's a classic play 'em all game. Play
all
everybody.
Right. And are you pitching this one to me here?
What is your game of the week?
So I got Cardinals and Browns here, and I thought that the Browns were legit, at least on the defensive side of the football. And then Justin Herbert and Austin Eckler came to town and hung, well, it was in L.A., but they hung 47 points on them last week.
Yeah.
Now they're back at home, and who comes to town? One of the best offenses in the league with Kyler, Nuke, Rondale Moore, all these guys. Like you said, start everyone. I think this goes the same for this game specifically with the Cardinals. The Browns are pretty solid against the run, but overall very vulnerable against the pass. Hello, Arizona.
Yes.
And after a rough 2 weeks, DeAndre Hopkins bounces back with a nice game against the Niners. 6 catches, 9 targets, and his first touchdown since week 2. However, he's missed a couple practices this week, and he's still going to be the guy. We know that. He's had an illness, not an injury, a non-COVID-related illness. And then does that open the door for you, though, at all with Rondale or A.J. Green?
I know you love this game. I don't want to trust Rondale yet. I know he's seeing more and more snaps. They're still without a starting tight end. Zach Ertz won't make his debut until next week. So I'm interested in Rondale. I think he's a boom or bust guy for me.
Like, if you have a guy on a bye week, Rondale's maybe floating on the waiver wire, or you have him stashed on your bench. I think if you're subbing for a guy like Deebo Samuel, who's out this week, Rondale Moore is a solid option. AJ Green, I mean, he's getting targets. He's getting touchdowns.
First down week of the season last week.
Yeah, it just pretty unbelievable. So I think you can start either of those guys, especially in a streaming option. See what the price is like on DFS. And then we know what the Cardinals can do. That's every week we want a piece of that offense. But moving on to the Browns, there are these legit question marks, starting with Kareem Hunt. We've talked a little bit about him. He's going to see a massive workload, although he has been banged up. But a guy, Luke, I need you to tell me about, because okay, I can't figure it out. Odell Beckham Jr., do you remember him? Some people call him OBJ. What school did he play at?
LSU. Shout out.
So, big draft pick.
I've heard of him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He was good at one point, I think.
What happened to this guy? I mean, I just don't get it, Luke. Is the injury's gone? Do you believe in the stuff between Baker and him? 3 targets last week in the Chargers in the game where the Browns scored over 40 points. 3 targets for Odell Beckham. Like, what are you doing? I have him in a couple leagues. I kind of took him late in drafts thinking he would have that bounce back. Especially with Jarvis Landry out, you're like, he's going to see a ton of targets. He's seeing nothing.
Yeah.
And in this game against the Cardinals, Luke, you have to throw to win to beat Kyler.
Do you?
I don't think you're going to play keep away from the Cardinals. I just don't think so. When that offense gets on the field, they're going to do what they've done all season. And so how do you feel about Odell heading into this week? Texters, I want to know, should I start him? I need your guys'
advice.
Oh, no, you're
texting
I can't figure it out.
Yo, I've just got text.
So I need to know, is this guy startable as a wide receiver too, a flex? The Cardinals defense is currently allowing the 12th most points to wide receivers on the season. Take that for whatever it is. That's a fantasy nugget for the folks at home. But
you're welcome, folks.
I can't figure it out, Luke. What's going on with this guy?
He plays in an
offense.
Is he
washed? Is he done?
It's not his fault.
Yes.
He looks fine. Oh, who's that?
Sterling, shout out.
Oh, I couldn't hear the voice. I was going to thank him, whoever chimed in there. He's playing on an offense that doesn't want to throw the ball. It's that simple. Baker's fine. Odell's fine. They're all. I guess Baker's a little bit banged up, but Odell's healthy enough.
His shoulder on the opposite side.
His first game back, he played like 60% of the snaps. He had 9 targets. It was looking great.
And then it's gone downhill ever since.
And it hasn't been great. I'm worried. No Jarvis again today. No Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
And Kareem Hunt's probably going
to
be.
So they're going to have to throw it, right?
You would think. You also would have thought last week in a shootout game you would have to throw it.
Yeah.
Tommy, we have to take a quick break. We got to step aside. We have a lot of
text
to get to.
Help me out, people at home. Help me out.
Tommy needs the help. Text him, 888-957-9570. We are the Waiver Wire Boys, Lucas Alexander, Tommy Call. This is 95.7 The Game's fantasy show. We will take your calls and texts. We'll get to more fantasy stuff. Football starts in half an hour. See you on the other side.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get this party started!
To Waiver Wire Boys Live with Lucas Alexander and Tommy Call on 95.7 The Game.
Whoa. Remix? Is this the song, Sterling? Is this how it goes?
I made it myself, yeah, what shall I say?
Had a kid?
He's got the turntables back there.
This is dope. Waiver Wire Boys, Lucas Alexander, Tommy Call. 95.7 The Game's fantasy show. We're here.
Getting you ready for week 6, baby.
Answering all your texts, your calls, 888-957-9570. Tommy, you are now tied in the fourth quarter across the pond, yeah?
Meow. Don't feel good about it.
That was a jaguar. Yeah, a really tame jaguar.
Don't feel good about it.
No, you're not confident?
No.
3 minutes, 40 seconds across the pond. All 20s tied up at 20, and we are going to get back into your text real quick. So the rest of the way, we're going to give some locks of your fantasy lineups of the week, a top-end guy that you're very confident in, a middle-of-the-road prove-it guy, and then just a what do we call it, at the end?
Desperation sensation.
A desperation sensation, a lot of injuries, guys that you can turn to right now probably on
We're keeping
on
track of these two to basically make fun of each other next week, hopefully.
Can't wait.
Oh, I got a text.
Robert Woods of Cortland Sun, we got to that one. We have two questions from the 650, and these are interesting ones. We'll start here. Two wide receivers. Here's the question, Tommy. Jacoby Myers or Kadarius Toney in the flex? Where would you lean, Kadarius? A little bit banged up.
I would lean Toney for sure, but it's a good question because Jacoby Myers in that game against Dallas, they're going to have to throw the ball. We're going to see if Mac Jones can stretch the field a little bit. And and Jacoby Myers is the surefire number one wide receiver there. You know he's going to get his targets. But I think in terms of like game breaker potential, Kadarius Toney could have one catch for 80 yards and a touchdown. I don't think Jacoby Myers is necessarily getting you that with Mac Jones. So it's a toss up, but I'm leaning Toney.
I agree. I think it's Kadarius Toney. And we're going to get into that Jacoby Myers matchup in just a second. Khalil Herbert, the other question from the 650. Khalil Herbert or Devontae Booker, two backup running backs who are going to play major roles today. Mm. We just talked about a lot of these guys in the last segment. Khalil Herbert or Devontae Booker, if you had to choose one of the running backs.
I'm probably going to roll with Herbert just because I think he has more upside. I think they're very, very similar. If you're stacking these running backs as where they line up in terms of rankings, they're probably right next to each other. With Booker, probably has the slight edge. Shout out to Booker at home.
Shout out. That's your dog, those who don't know.
But overall, I'm going to roll with Khalil Herbert just because I think he looks like somebody. We said it in the first segment.
Virginia Tech. Yeah.
I think this guy, he looked good. He looked good last week. He runs hard. He catches the football. I mean, he was exciting.
Yeah.
And we know what Devontae Booker is so far as a football player.
Good.
Good.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Good.
Nothing else, though.
Well, I mean.
He's not going to inspire confidence.
Is Khalil Herbert?
He's going to inspire excitement? Maybe.
Okay. Maybe to you. I think I'd lean Devontae Booker. I think they're both options. They're both going to get a lot of volume today. I think they both score double-digit PPR fantasy points. Khalil Herbert, I don't think he got a single target last week, but that's not for a lack of playing time. Mm. They just didn't have to throw the ball. The Raiders were awful last week against the Bears, and the Bears just ran the ball, just pounded it. And they didn't really have to do much offensively to move the ball and score enough to win that game last week. But honestly, I said it in the first segment. I like all these guys. I like Khalil Herbert against Green Bay. I like Devontae Booker against the Rams. I love Darrell Williams against Washington football team. And I like Alex Collins against Pittsburgh, a guy that we haven't spent much time talking about. But he's looked better than Chris Carson over the last 2 weeks.
Runs hard, man.
He's a really good player. College?
Ooh, man, you're going to say it, and you might have stumped me right there.
Arkansas.
The
worry is that it's Geno Smith in that offense, and I think it kind of ruins that entire offense. But Alex Collins himself has looked fine, and then you get Chuba against Minnesota, who's going to be the guy. He hasn't had I don't think he's had a red zone carry in the last all season, but he's the guy, Christian McCaffrey on IR, so he's the guy against Minnesota this week. I like all those guys.
We got some games that are confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't inspire confidence, if that's what we're talking about.
Sure.
You picked one. I picked one. Give me yours, Luke.
We just talked about Jacoby Myers, and I'm going with that game. That's the game that has the most question marks in it from a fantasy perspective. Dallas at New England. For Dallas, the matchup is fine. It's just how the team's been playing. They haven't had to throw the ball, and for multiple reasons. Their defense is better, so they haven't been in shootouts after week one, really. I mean, no one runs the ball against Tampa Bay. So they had to throw the ball in that game, but their defense has been good, and they've been able to run the ball really well. So they haven't had to throw. CeeDee Amari just haven't been amazing the last few weeks for those reasons. And Dalton Schultz has come on. He's a top 10 tight end. I think he's like tight end 5, tight end 4 right now.
Dak just loves
on the
him.
Season.
That's just a connection there for sure.
Dak loves him, and it's come to fruition. He's had a 30% target share over the last few weeks. 3 weeks. 30%!
Sounds like a lot.
He's getting one of every three targets from Dak, which is just crazy, and it's not great for CeeDee and Amari, and I think that's where the question marks come. I mean, so if you have CeeDee and Amari, you're playing them. It's just the worry is the size of the passing game pie is smaller, right, because they're not having to throw the ball, and then with Dalton Schultz's emergence, the piece of that pie for CeeDee and Amari is smaller.
You mentioned something, though, that haven't had to throw... Yeah. Their defense is good. They've been running the football.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a week where they have to? You think going to New England? I don't.
Do you?
Over years and years of just going to Foxborough, Belichick, Brady, that is still lingering to me when I think about the Patriots, even though it's Mac Jones, it's a new regime. I don't know. There's just something about that place that intimidates other teams, maybe intimidates me as a fantasy manager.
And a Dolphins fan?
Yes. And, so I don't know, and you put it down here on the list. I'm going to steal this one for you. But, you know, Belichick can take away opposing teams' number ones.
But that's the question. With this offense, there's so many options. There's so many different ways they can move the ball on you. We've seen it. They've run the ball really well. They have a tight end who's really good. They have these stud wide receivers out wide. If you're Bill Belichick, what is that number one option that you're looking to take away?
I don't know.
It's probably Amari?
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe you sell out to stop the run and make Dak beat you. I don't know.
Have fun with that.
Okay, very good. And on the New England side, I mean, it's one of the least explosive offenses we've seen in a while. It's definitely one of the least in the league right now. And now they go against a good Dallas defense. Just so many questions on New England side. A banged up Damian Harris, he will go today. He's going to try, but he fumbled again last week. And this time, it came on the goal line. So confidence from Belichick in Damian Harris is
I mean, they did
not
necessarily
there.
Look good against Houston, that offense.
They should have lost that game to Davis Mills. Ramondre Stevenson is working himself in. Brandon Bolden playing the James White role. I don't love Damian Harris. I know I saw a text there. I don't love any of the New England backs, so all question marks all around. Jacoby is the gatekeeper for start-sit decisions, right? Like, if you're thinking, oh, should I start Michael Pittman Jr.? Should I start all these other guys? Jalen Waddle, where do you rank him around Jacoby Myers? Like, he is the lowest startable wide receiver pretty much that you have any sort of confidence in. He's going to get the targets. He's relatively safe. He's a definition of a high floor, low ceiling. He literally does not score touchdowns. He never scored a touchdown in his life. He got tackled at the 1 yard line. They were trying to get him in the end zone. They threw a screen pass at the 1 yard line to him and he couldn't fall into the end zone. He's thrown two more touchdowns than he's actually caught, which is just crazy. And then, and to wrap up the New England point, like I came into the season thinking that Jonnu Smith was going to be the tight end you wanted, a very athletic tight end, didn't have that many playmakers out wide.
Even if he's a tight end, they're playing him out wide, using him all over, using him and Hunter Henry on the field at the same time.
He hasn't been great.
No.
Hunter Henry is the tight end
you
probably
want. I dropped Jonnu Smith this week.
I wouldn't bat an eye on that one. Back-to-back weeks with a touchdown for Hunter Henry, I think he's probably the guy, but I don't know that there's a single player on this team I want to play. Definitely
even
not
Hunter
one
Henry.
I'm excited.
Even Hunter Henry?
Not
just
excited.
In case that the Cowboys' offense explodes like it has been, Mac Jones is going to have to throw, like we talked about with that start-sit question earlier. Hunter Henry's probably the most, outside of Jacoby Myers, there may be a tie for most consistent player on that team, on that offense?
The last 2 weeks, but we've seen him go in and out before. So I think if I'm ranking who I would want to play most on this on the New England side, it's Jakobi Meyers, and then I don't really want much else. Am I wrong? Is there some,
something you're totally right. It's a game that does give you the little ick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Love Island.
Shouts. Do you have a game with the most question marks?
I do. And I think also, too, there's going to be a lot of people at home that are starting people from this game. And it's the Rams and the Giants. And, you know, no matter what you're starting your Rams guys, I don't have a ton of question marks, quote unquote, about those people. But however, you know, this game is forever. I'm just an old school believer. The West Coast hangover, playing at 10 a.m., even though they played on Thursday night last week. I just think that plays a factor specifically in how teams put up points. The Rams might win this game, but it does just kind of seem like it could get into a slugfest, an ugly slugfest. And, you know, that's a good thing because on the surface, it does feel like a blowout. Like if you have your survivor leagues, you're maybe on the Rams. But and I do think that they're going to win, but it's going to force the Rams to get involved offensively where it's, hopefully it's not a blowout early and you're seeing Sony Michel and Daryl Henderson down the stretch. The guy with the question mark is Robert Woods, right? You mentioned him earlier. We've talked about him a couple times in the show because he's a guy that probably got taken higher than Cooper Kupp in almost every fantasy draft.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy you're going into this year saying, wow, that's the guy that's going to build that reputation with Stafford. And we finally saw it last week in an explosion. What, 125 yards, 10-plus targets, even?
I mean, 150 on 14 targets.
Yeah,
he caught 12.
Unbelievable. I wasn't doing him justice by saying that right there. But can he do it again? Can he do it again with all those options for the Rams? Because you know they're going to try and get Cooper Kupp involved too. And Stafford likes Higbee. There's a lot of guys on that team that can get involved. Where does Robert Woods fit in? So if you have him, are you starting him? I want to know. I don't personally have him. That he, to me, is a guy, like you said, Jakobi Meyers, where you say, I just don't know what to do with this guy. I feel probably good about starting him, but I don't feel great about it. And then what makes this interesting to me is the pieces on the other side with the Giants. Like, we know Daniel Jones is rather legit in terms of fantasy.
And he is playing for those.
And he is playing, yeah. And we talked about him last week. But, you know, the options around him, Kadarius Toney, 22 targets in his last two games, 10 catches, 189 yards last week. Looks awesome. Kind of
probably
showing off why the Giants took him in the first round.
And he would have had more last week if he didn't throw a punch.
Yeah, and he had to be one of the top waiver wire options this week. I mean, especially going into bye weeks when you have teams with lagging wide receivers, you're probably starting him if you landed him off of waivers. But there is some things that scare me. Sterling Shepard's back, like Luke mentioned earlier. He balled out in the first 2 weeks of the season, Sterling Shepard did. And then is Tony going to get the Jalen Ramsey treatment? What does that mean? I mean, that is what the surefire number one corner in the NFL, top five, however you want to rank him. We know what he can do. And if the Giants are down and the game script flips to a pass heavy for Daniel Jones and the boys, Ramsey doesn't give up anything. It doesn't apply to him. He still will take you away the entire game. We know that. And the second reason this game is kind of funky to me is Devontae Booker. I mean, a guy we've talked about a lot with Saquon injured. He's going to get an extended look just because that offense is so run heavy. And no matter who the Giants are playing, Joe Judge likes to cram the ball right up the middle of the field. And last week, 19 carries, one, you know, receiving touchdown, one rushing touchdown for Devontae Booker. And I think the Rams do have a pretty wildly overrated run defense. I mean, they're giving up like 135 yards from scrimmage to running backs a week.
That's great.
And so
Booker's going to get all that work.
Yeah, no one else is there. And like Luke mentioned, I think it's the best way to define a guy like Devontae Booker. He's a good player.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, he's going to be in the NFL for a long time. We've seen him bounce around from team to team, but he kind of has a defined role in every offense he's ever been on.
He's the guy. Volume. It's a volume play.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just nothing that I'm feeling really happy about, excited about. I don't know. I don't know how you're feeling at home if you have Devontae Booker. I know you're starting him, I think, Luke, in a couple leagues.
I am.
I'm not. I have him on the bench in one league. I have some better options, luckily. But overall, like we talked about, the guy versus him this week, I think, is Khalil Herbert. You can throw Darrell Williams into that conversation. Those three guys, I feel like, are going to either win or lose people a lot of games this week. And it's really just tough to put a number on any of them.
You're right. This is a great one for most questions on the week because there are multiple question marks on both sides. Robert Woods, is it real? That is the question. And
Is it real?
Thanks, Kyle Mooney. Yeah, that's the question because the first 4 weeks of the season, it was an absolute disappointment. No one knew what to do with him. You couldn't drop him because you drafted him so high. He averaged fewer than four catches in the first 4 weeks. And then before last week, McVay said that they had to get him going. They got him going, 150 yards, 150. 150 yards on 12 catches last week is what you said. Mm. But the question is, like, again, is it real? Can this, is this what we're going to see from Woods moving forward? Can you answer that? Can anybody?
Through 5 weeks, Cooper Kupp looked like the best fantasy wide receiver in football, a bona fide number one. You're so excited you got him. And I still think that's the case. Does Robert Woods play better as the wide receiver too? Or because so many targets are going Kupp's way, can he not produce as a quote-unquote wide receiver too in that offense specifically?
It was Seattle last week. Everyone tears up Seattle, so I don't think there's too much to buy into that. They made it a priority to get him involved as the number one option last week. So I side that it probably is closer to the first 4 weeks than it is week five. And again, not a great matchup for him this week against the Giants. They have two good outside cornerbacks, Bradford and Adoree. I think this is a Cooper Kupp week once again. And man, I think when you're looking at those Giants receivers, the reason Kadarius Toney wasn't seeing the field early was that Sterling Shepard was taking all the slot snaps, and that's where they wanted to use Kadarius, was in the slot. You mentioned Jalen Ramsey on the outside. The way you beat the Rams is through that slot. I think it depends where he lines up.
And you have to get whatever you want to say, whatever. You don't belong to coach in the NFL. If you saw what Kadarius Toney did the last 2 weeks and you say, no, we're going to bump him because of Sterling Shepard. He took him in the first round. You have to get him on the field.
He's electric. Your favorite word.
Electric.
He's truly electric. All you have to do is watch that kid and you realize all he needs is the ball in his hands and he will make a difference for you. Okay, can we answer some text? By the way, this is the Waiver Wire Boys. A couple more minutes here leading you up to kickoff here on a Sunday football. Wait, Todd, actually, can you tell me what's going on in that game? Are the Jags
getting
ready?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
We're going to pass on that. No one wants to hear that.
All right. 888-957-9570. Hit us with your text. Start sick questions. This is the Waiver Wire Boys. Okay.
Hey, boys, I've got a text.
Half-point PPR, Tommy, from the 415. Jacoby Myers or Kadarius Toney? Two guys that we actually just talked about. Kadarius Toney, Jacoby Myers.
Toney.
I think
in terms of electricity, that's what I'm going with.
I agree. From the 720, do I have to give you one of these?
Oh, I got a text!
I have.
I don't want to overuse them. Brandon Cooks or Michael Pittman from the 720?
Ooh, that's a rough one.
I like Brandon Cooks this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He's seeing targets, and they're going to have to throw the ball.
College?
Oregon State.
There you go.
Michael Pittman, college?
Fight on.
Atta babe. Which way do you side? Michael Pittman,
I'm going with Michael Pittman because if you're starting either of those guys, hopefully that's like a flex, wide receiver two situation. And I think they're going to ease T.Y. back. And I just think Michael Pittman has been one of the most consistent fantasy wide receivers this season. I mean, every week he's 10 to 12 point range. You know what you're getting out of him. You don't really throw him in the starting lineup. You don't really have to worry about it.
Brandon Cooks is going to see 10 targets in this game. Ooh. He's going to catch 80, and he's going to catch 8, and I think he sees...
That's a prediction.
I think he gets over 100 yards and a touchdown. I think
put it on the board.
I think this is a really big week for Brandon Cooks, so I like him. 720, play him. We got another
Yo,
one.
Yo, just got text!
Who should I start in my flex, Kareem Hunt or Chase Claypool? We haven't really talked much about the Pittsburgh side. Mm. Juju's gone. He's done for the year.
Done.
Which, it sucks. I love Juju. Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson should absolutely eat the rest of the year, and specifically this week against Seattle.
Yeah.
But what do you do flex-wise? Kareem Hunt now without Nick Chubb?
I think Kareem Hunt, you got to go with him there. Even though that is a good option on the other side, I just think Kareem Hunt, we know what the Browns like to do. They're going to run the ball. And he produces without Nick Chubb. So that's his offense. And that game should be high scoring. That's a game I like.
We've had – last year he was actually worse when Nick Chubb was out, which was weird. Oh, by the way, are we not talking about it?
We can talk about it.
That's a win for the Jaguars. They get their first win of the season.
What are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
That was great.
Man.
Both Florida teams, 1-5. Tommy, I'm sorry about your Dolphins.
Yeah, it's bad.
Not great. We're going to move on. Okay, a couple more texts. Let's just run right through these. T. Higgins, Kadarius Toney, or Rondale Moore from the 707, Tommy. Shout out 707. T. Higgins, Kadarius Toney, Rondale Moore.
Start one?
Sure.
Let's just rank those three guys. Probably Kadarius Toney at the top.
Yep.
Then Rondale Moore, two?
I'd go T. Higgins.
Okay. I know
Detroit.
We sit differently on that game, on those two guys specifically, but I like Rondale this week. I want a piece of that Browns Arizona game. Everyone's asking about it. I'm going to keep going with it, but I think Tony's the guy there.
I agree. This is an interesting one from the 925. Chuba Hubbard or Antonio Gibson? Antonio Gibson gets the Chiefs. Game script might not be in his favor, but he's going to get the red zone work.
Everyone's eating against the Chiefs. Everyone.
Ooh, everyone.
And speaking of our start sits.
Oh, we have a couple minutes. Two more questions. At tight end, do you like TJ Hawkinson, banged up TJ Hawkinson against Cincinnati, or Dawson Knox against the Titans Monday Night
Football? Don't get me started about Dawson Knox. I think this guy's amazing. Not electric yet, but getting close to that, where sneakily has just been sneakily has been one of the a stud week after week. I'm going with Dawson Knox. Roll with him.
He's nice.
He is nice.
Last one from the 408. Wait, we got to get one last one of these.
Oh, I got tax.
Ooh, from the 408. Is it? Wait, would trading Woods and Miles Sanders for an RB2 be a fair deal? Robert Woods and Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders.
I mean, it better be a high upside RB2, right?
27 touches over the last 3 weeks for Miles Sanders. Oof. I mean, Miles Sanders is unplayable right now.
Yeah.
So I would say high on RB2. You can probably get a good amount for Robert Woods right now.
Yeah. Especially after that week. This is the week to trade him. Hopefully he balls out for you this week.
All right. We have just about 1 or 2 minutes left. Should we do some locks of the week? Your lineup locks of the week, Tommy. Get us started. I don't have a prove it, so let's just do your stud at the top that you're very confident in, and then a desperation sensation.
All right, my stud at the top that I think is going to ball out this week, that I'm super happy if I have him in my lineup, is Stephon Diggs versus the Titans. A bounce back week after a bad week on Sunday Night Football last week. Only two catches, I think. He's only had a 100-yard receiving game. This is a get-right game for him. The Tennessee secondary has allowed 47 points to wide receiver units this season. I think Stephon Diggs is going to get a big chunk of that.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And so I just think Diggs is the guy. Monday Night Football, you're excited about it.
I'll give you my stud while we're here. Cooper Kupp, I said it. He had one down week. They made it a priority to get Robert Woods involved last week. This matchup lines up perfectly. Matthew Stafford's going to go crazy this week. The slot is where you beat the Giants. They're not a good defense, and the slot is one of the worst. It's one of the best matchups for wide receivers around the league. Cooper Kupp is going to get right back into that very, very high wide receiver one. I think he goes 8 for 130 and a touchdown.
Wow.
Yep. All right. Write desperation sensation, Thomas.
Is Tyler Heineke?
That's how you say it.
Old Dominion legend.
Taylor Heineke.
Taylor Heineke against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs can't stop anyone. If you're a real fantasy football head, you punt on QBs to the late rounds. And Heineke is likely available across the board. And I think I'm starting him in DFS.
I am too.
Are you serious? Yeah. Against each other? Yeah. Oh, man.
You can pivot.
I won't.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you my desperation sensation on the way out. It's D'Ernest Johnson. He's a running back who's going to play the Nick Chubb role. He's going to do his best impression of Nick Chubb for the Browns this week. And Kareem Hunt is not fully healthy. So he's the guy. He's the waiver wire sensation guy that you can pick up right now and put into your lineup. Tommy, we have to run. In fact, we are late. This is Waiver Wire Boys, 95.7 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.